You're listening to SBS News.
Papua New Guinea's cricket captain Asad Valla has faced the biggest test of his leadership in recent weeks in their Oman training base. His team's lead-in to the T20 Cricket World Cup tournament was hit by tragedy in the space of just 72 hours, with three players receiving devastating news from back home. Valla explains how the awful news unfolded.
So we had Nosa in our opening bowler, lost the dead. That really next morning, Charles Sammy Jr. lost the mom. And when we played Oman, when we went to the hotel after the game, a day-night match, Kipling Doriga, wicketkeeper, lost the mother.
Despite his team's excitement about being part of their first World Cup, he says the troubled lead-up has been tough.
For me, being the captain is really difficult, and it was the first of a situation where I've been involving where my teammates, my players, the leader of the team, losing their parents was a really difficult situation and really hard to cope with. But I think we are over it, and the boys are looking fresh and looking forward to the World Cup that's coming up.
PNG cricket has come a long way since the first official match against Australia in 1972. It became a member of the International Cricket Council in 1973. The men's team narrowly missed both the 2013 and 2015 T20 World Cups, but this tournament is a chance to show their talent on the world stage. They had to wait a year to do that, of course, after last year's planned tournament in Australia was cancelled due to COVID-19. Greg Campbell played Test cricket for Australia in the late 1980s and is now the chief executive of PNG Cricket. He's hoping the chance to play in the opening match will give the entire team a lift.
We're kicking off the tournament. The world's going to be watching the World Cup. It's one of the biggest events in the world, isn't it? One of the top five events in the world. So I just want them to stay focused, relax and play the game. And I think you'll see quite a good performance from these guys.
The fact the squad has endured such an emotional lead-in to the tournament has in some ways increased the already strong bonds between the players. Mr. Valla says he's proud of the way the entire squad, including the coaching and administrative staff, have rallied behind their stricken teammates.
They've been exceptional, the Greg and his coaching staff, and I think the help they've given to the players has been unbelievable, and it has brought the players together more. And I think that's one of our strengths. We are like brothers. We train together every day. We've been together for many years now, so we stick together no matter what the situation is.
The Barramundis, or Barras as the team is nicknamed, will carry the hopes of a nation during one of its most challenging periods. Valla has urged the whole country to share in its most significant achievement.
Get behind the Barras, back the Barras. It's a really historical moment for PNG cricket. The PNG Barramundi is the first ever World Cup, and to be going to play in the first game of the World Cup is a dream come true for not just me, but everyone, every player in the team and everyone that's been part of the cricket team over the years.
The journey to Oman has been far from easy, but the shared experiences have strengthened the team's bonds and put the tournament itself into perspective. It's this togetherness that Mr. Campbell thinks may help PNG make a far bigger impact than some are predicting.
To get to where we are, I think there's going to be a big surprise packet. We're fairly confident moving in that they're getting in the right way. It is it's an historic occasion for these guys, to represent the country in a World Cup.
After Sunday's game against Oman, PNG will take on Scotland and Bangladesh in Group B. The top two nations from Group A and B will advance to the Super 12 stage of the tournament, joining the likes of Australia, India, England and the reigning champions, the West Indies. Matches will be played in Dubai, Sharjah, Abu Dhabi and Oman. John Baldock, SBS News.